It's 1 in the morning. You just want to go home, but the little old church lady needs your help right now. What do you do? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. The new year starts tomorrow, and maybe you've lined up some resolutions and goals you want to accomplish, or you have some plans for the year you want to put into motion. You know what the number one thing is that will mess all of that up? People, and sometimes specifically, the opportunity to serve other people. So what will you do when you have a chance to love someone like Jesus does, but doing so is going to interfere with some other part of your life? Let's talk about it with today's story, New Year's Serve by Jeff Weddle. Pastor, could you follow me to make sure I get home okay? Mrs. Nelson asked this question. The pastor was my dad. It was New Year's Eve and it was very late. In fact, it was technically New Year's Day. Our church always had a potluck, games, and a service on New Year's Eve. This year, it started snowing while we were at church and the roads were bad. Mrs. Nelson was 114 years old. Okay, I don't know how old she was, but to my kid brain, she was 114 at least. She also lived about 10 miles from church. My dad agreed, which was fine, but then he told me to go with him. What? It's like 1 in the morning. I'm tired. Can't I go home with mom? I could tell by his response that the decision was made. Okay, fine, I grumbled. I didn't get into bed until 2 a.m. Not how I wanted to start my new year. But now, it's many years later, and I think about that night often. I think about how nice my dad was, how grumbly and immature I was, but mostly I think about serving people. Serving people sounds nice, in theory. As you're reading this, maybe you're inspired to serve a 114-year-old lady. But the opportunity doesn't come until you have plans, and serving doesn't fit in the schedule. The grumbly, immature self comes right back. Philippians 2, 5-8 says we should have the same mindset as Jesus Christ, who was in very nature God, but, quote, made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, unquote. He served to the point of death on the cross. He laid down his life for us so we could be forgiven. And then he rose from the dead so we could have new life. That's amazing. I'm glad Jesus wasn't grumbly and immature like me. Jesus loves and serves us selflessly. And so we can look to him as our model for loving and serving others, even and especially when it's inconvenient and we'd rather be home in a warm bed. Let's talk about this a little more. Jesus is God in flesh, and he came here to serve sinners, including us. You can read about that in Matthew 20:28, Mark 10:45, and John 13:1-17. How can this truth affect the way we think about serving others? What are some ways you can prepare yourself to serve others? Are there any adjustments you can make in your schedule to provide time for spontaneous opportunities to serve? Now, you and I can read in Philippians 2:7, rather, he, Jesus, made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And dive into God's word for more in Luke 22, verses 24 through 27, and Philippians 2, 1 through 18, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and we're launching a new reading plan tomorrow on New Year's Day. So if you've ever wondered about the Ten Commandments and how that applies to our lives today as Christians, then I want you to check out our reading plan about them. You can find them in the Unlocked app starting tomorrow, so just scroll down on the homepage until you find the reading plans option. And if you don't already have the Unlocked app, then search for Unlocked Teen Devotions in your app store. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. And remember, no matter how much you plan out your life, God might ask you to be open to something greater. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.